So we can move on. We're a little bit ahead of schedule to hear about the activities within the UK, first of all, and the first perspective is from the Department of Health, the United Kingdom Department of Health, and Tony Horn is going to talk to us, I think, aren't you, Tony?
Well,
he is down here. There's nobody else here from the Department of Health. Tony, come and talk off the cuff for a few minutes about the... I'm sure you'll do it awfully well. You've got... you can have 22 minutes.
Right. Well...
Without hesitation or deviation, please.
Okay. Some of the news that will be of interest to the UK academics here... And you have to bear in mind quite often they can be working in association with academics and industry in the United States or in the European Union or whatever, providing our monies aren't going abroad and that's supporting the UK end. But we have something like about £5.5 million available at the present time. One of the programs is called Health Technology Devices Program, which you can apply for on the internet. And I brought some cards with me. And that call ends on the 31st of July. And those the projects are pre-competitive research, where you have industry putting in half the money with the academics. And certainly in previous calls, we've had some interesting applications coming through very strongly on the social care side, touching upon many of the themes that you have heard, such as mobility in the home, and software developments and so forth. I can't emphasize the point that was just made by Andrew about the social care aspects. As someone who has a parent who doesn't switch on the technology of a hearing aid and things like that, you do have to bring in the users and so forth on the whole aspect of the Lego kit of whatever solution that you're coming up with. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. And on our Health Technology Devices Program Committee, we actually have representatives from the public involved in that process and take on a consumer type of view of it. We also, from next Monday, have another program called New and Emerging Applications of Technology. There will be a call published in Research fortnightly, something in the region of about £1 million is available there. That's 100% funding, and this is typically in areas where there is no industry, and indeed there are some aspects of the social care support for technologies in the home where that's highly relevant. This is a new industrial area, and we've got most of them in the UK in the audience here today that can substantiate and support R&D. So I thought I'd just mention that opportunity is available as well. We work very closely with the research councils and other bodies, and we have arranged our programs in such a way where it's possible to jointly commission with them. So wherever route you're coming in to seek research funding, it's very easy to find a way into the Department of Health and how we collaborate and work with others. We have come up with a National Service Framework that's helping older people with regards to a lot of their care, so that it's fair and equal across the UK. We're trying to level up the standards everywhere. The latest one that we've produced in the last few weeks has been on diabetes, and of course that's a big area where the quality of life aspects are impacted on older people. The final point that I would like to raise is that quite often, in terms of the quality of life for older people, what I've noticed in the research is that if you're improving their life just a few percentage points and they're not, shall we say, that poorly, you're not really adding anything much to their life. If they're quite seriously ill and have quite major problems and you're adding 10% improvement of their life, that has a huge impact on the quality of how they live. And it's something to bear in mind in terms of priorities as to how funders like ourselves might see things and how consumers see them. If you restore a stroke person so that they can communicate to others, or they can do drawings or something that's really valuable to them. That's a massive technology improvement to bring into their lives. Anyway, I hope that's all right, off the cuff.
I think it was very good. I'm sorry that you were put in that position, but thank you very much indeed. So don't forget to collect these cards. If you're, I guess that this funding's restricted to UK.
But they can have other
partners in
they're
other.
They're making up the other 50% of the grant, and we're always happy where the other 50% comes from.
So that is a real opportunity. It doesn't sound like much money by US standards, but it's quite a lot of money by UK standards. So thank you very much indeed, Tony, for that.